Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ravens win 28-14. Harbs met with the media earlier today. Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. We're on Cordell Woodland, who covers the Ravens for us here at the Fan, joins us now. And Cordell, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. So, I guess, well, I sat next to you at the game, so I know some of your thoughts, but like just the way they took care of business, especially in the first half Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, it was good to see. It's a good way to get the playoffs started for them. You know, I don't know if there's another team in the postseason right now with more pressure on them than the Ravens have. I think a lot of people nationally are sitting around waiting for the Ravens to lay an egg just to say, I told you so. So, you know, for them to come out and then they're playing up against a team that they're very familiar with in the Steelers first game. And even though the talent wise is very lopsided on each sideline, a lot of weird things happen in that matchup. So for them to come out and assert their will, 300 yards on the ground in a wild card game, I think that right there is very telling, because you know what they want to do. They want to run the ball. They want to be able to kind of assert their will on you. And for them to get this playoff run started that way, I thought that was really huge.
We continue to see this running game evolve. And Josh Jones, he was an eligible receiver a lot. 15 snaps on Saturday, a lot of heavy personnel. Are you expecting more of the same against Buffalo?
I mean, it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me. I mean, they're lighter in the pants than Pittsburgh is. So, you know, this is what got Buffalo ran off the field the first time these two teams met, was this rushing attack. And I'm going to be honest, I'm looking at the Ravens as kind of the team to be in the postseason in its entirety. I think if they look like the way they did on Saturday and really the way that they have since the bye week, I don't think they can be beaten. You have to show me that you can stop their run game. And it's not just the Derrick Henry, you know, and it's not just Lamar Jackson either. It's the total package of it all. And that's just the one aspect of their offense and their team. But this run game alone is spearheading my confidence in this team right now. So, yeah, I think that'll be the number one thing for Buffalo. How do you stop this run game, and who do you choose to try to stop? I haven't seen a team in a while, at least, be able to stop both of these guys in a rushing attack. It's easy to just say, you know, you're going to lock in on Henry and have Lamar beat you or vice versa, but they both can really take over a game. So I'm curious to see Buffalo's game plan, because I don't think they necessarily have the personnel to be able to stop the Ravens from running the ball.
What did you think of pass pro? Obviously, it was a low volume pass attack game, and that might be the same. That might be the case in Buffalo as well, for obvious reasons you were just alluding to. You know, Pittsburgh did still generate over 50% pressure rate, but just one sack. I think just one quarterback hurry outside of that. But then, I mean, how much of that is Lamar being Lamar?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's going to be Lamar being Lamar, but you'll take that. That's a part of it. You know. That's just what it is. That's why you have that Maserati in your backfield, is so that he could do the things that he does. And on that play, that touchdown pass to Justice Hill, I mean, I think he had 7 seconds to throw the ball on that play. And a lot of it is him moving around in the pocket. But to the offensive line's credit, they gave him some of those lanes to step up in. Nobody necessarily broke through, the pocket started to collapse a little bit and Lamar started to be Lamar, but that's just a part of it. So they just have to do enough. If they could eliminate the pre-snap penalties and just hold, stay in front of their guys and, you know, and force these guys to rush past Lamar and open up some mm-hmm. lanes for him, that'll be good enough, honestly, for what Lamar needs. He's not necessarily getting the ball out of his hands the fastest. So, you know, some of it is kind of Lamar having to take on some of that on his own. When you're holding the ball as long as he is and you're extending plays the way that he is, you know, a part of that comes with him just using his legs and his athleticism. But I thought the offensive line was good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, they go out there, they establish the run game. That's really what I'm looking at them for. The pass protection, again, Lamar's going to hold the ball. He's also going to be Lamar. They just have to be good enough.
We're talking with Cordell Woodland, Inside Access here on The Fan. Okay, let's get to the Brandon Stevens of it all. What do you do? Or just you got to just keep running him out there. How do you hide him? You can't. Like, what do we do with Brandon Stevens?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. I mean, I asked Harbs about Stevens today, and, you know, he was talking about – he looked at it optimistically, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, that – if that's what teams are doing, then it kind of tells the Ravens where the ball is going and it allows them to roll the coverage over that way. And in theory, that sounds great. But the realization is they didn't just start attacking Brandon Stevens this past week. It's been going on for a while. So and teams are having success. They're having success throwing at Brandon Stevens at this point. Why would you throw at anybody else, honestly? So I don't know what they're going to do, because it's not like they can just go to the bullpen and bring out a whole nother corner that's better than him. Tre'Davious White has been just as bad,
yep.
unfortunately. And this isn't the time of year where you want to start throwing T.J. Tampa and some of these young guys in spots that they haven't been in all year. You got to roll with what you have. The number one solution would be for Brandon Stevens to just be better than he's been. That's number one. But also, you know, hopefully, to Harbs's point, they start rolling that coverage over there or doing a better job of it, and maybe it does open up avenues for a safety over top like Ardarius or Kyle Hamilton to make some of those plays if teams are going to lock in on whoever Brandon Stevens is covering.
What do they do at punt return?
Yeah.
I mean, you could just not put anybody back there.
Like, you can't turn it over, yeah.
Just go with it. You know, the way that this offense is playing, look, just go. Wherever we get the ball, just – we'll take it and we'll just go. That's the mindset I'd have if I was the Ravens. But look, first and foremost, you just need somebody back there that's going to catch the ball. And I like Steven Sims. You know, he got his start out in Washington. He's made a career of being a punt return specialist, making some plays offensively when given a chance. But he hasn't been good since he's gotten here. Let's just be clear. And the fact that we're going into the divisional round and we're talking about who they're putting back there at punt return, that's not a conversation that I think that the Ravens expected to have. This hasn't been a banner year for their special teams in general. So I don't know what they decide to do. Today it sounded like Harbs was still confident in Sims, but he also threw Tylan Wallace's name out there. Wouldn't shock me if we see both of those guys, but I just think that they want somebody that can just catch the ball.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball.
Yeah. Obviously, we've covered the Brandon Stevens part of this, but just the overall defensive collapse in the third quarter. Anything else that stands out about you? Any concerns that that's a sort of portal into their psyche and they know that that stuff is still down deep? Little brother's still lurking somewhere in Big Brother's body and somewhere in Big Brother's head.
What I saw Saturday isn't necessarily concerning to me because, you know, it's the total package in my mind. And you're not going to shut a playoff. It's very rare you're shutting people out in the playoffs. The Steelers were desperate. It gets to the point to where something's got to happen. And they got hot there for a second. They did. But that they maximized what they could do as an offense, I feel like, in that game. That's about as far as that train was going to go. Now, you go into Buffalo, sure, it definitely ratchets up a little bit more. You're expecting more explosives, most likely. You definitely think that offense can put up a lot more points than Pittsburgh. So if Buffalo gets in a rhythm the way that Pittsburgh did in that third quarter, you do wonder if it can turn into something that instead of you giving up 14, maybe you're giving up 28, 30 points now. So no doubt, you know, they're going up against an offense that is going to put a lot of pressure on them. I don't know if it's much to say about the Ravens defense or if it's more to just say about how good that Bills offense is. They got a lot of talent over there. I think they have 3 running backs. I like all 3 of them.
Yeah.
I like James Cook, Ray Davis, and Ty Johnson. And in the run game and in the pass game, they have more people to get the ball to on the outside. Obviously, we know who they have at quarterback. So I do think they'll have their hands full on Sunday. And it'll be some times where it's just like, man, they a couple of drives to where maybe they just aren't able to stop Buffalo. I think this game is going to come down to penalties and special teams, and maybe who has the ball last.
Cordell, before I let you go, take a minute to crow about your Commanders. Nice win last night, and now your reward is going to Detroit.
Hey, man, Harm said something today that I liked. He said, we're at the point now where you got the 4 best teams in each conference, and that includes the Commanders. They are one of the 4 best teams in the NFC, a 12-win team this year. They go on the road, win a playoff game against a team that obviously didn't want to win that game. Yeah. So many times Tampa Bay shot themselves in the foot. I'm not afraid to say that. But I'm also not afraid to say that the Commanders in a lot of these games, they seem to have the best player on the field in Jaden Daniels. I just think he's so electric and far more mature than you expect a rookie quarterback to be. And he's given them hope. And they feel like they could win every game. And look, I was very pessimistic about the Dan Quinn hire. I'm not afraid to admit that. But I got to give him credit. He had those dudes ready to play, to go on the road in a playoff game that they were an underdog in. It seems like every week, for the most part, they've been ready to play. They're playing with house money now. I don't expect them to beat Detroit. But look, I'm going to have my jersey on. I'm going to be rooting hard. And I'm going to be praying for a miracle, because if they win in Detroit, watch out. Watch out.
Cordell Woodland, always great, buddy. Thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it, guys.
Hey, we'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Maryland basketball pregame show with yours truly coming up at 5:30 here on The Fan.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.